This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Good day, mate. How are you, Vic?
I am very well, thank you, Kath. Good to talk to you.
It's good to speak to you too. Can I ask you please to speak up? You sound a little bit far away. Vic, Australia has joined four other nations to form a parliamentary task force to combat online anti-Semitism. So what has prompted this move, aside from anti-Semitism?
apart from anti-Semitism.
Yeah.
So this is a great initiative. It involves parliamentary members of parliament from Israel, Britain, the United States, Canada, and now Australia. And the key is that each country is sending MPs from both sides of the aisle. So in Australia, a Labour member of parliament and a Liberal member of parliament. And so so there's unanimity in terms of the major parties in supporting this initiative. And the good thing is, as I say, it's including these major countries, US, UK, Canada, Israel. And the aim of the task force is to establish consistent policy in parliaments around the world against online anti-Semitism. So it's an ambitious project, but it's focusing Twitter, Facebook, Google, TikTok, all of those, and to have a policy which will crack down on anti-Semitism on all these platforms. So it's a great initiative. It's an ambitious initiative. And it's the campaign, the hashtag is No Safe Space for Jew Hate. It's a bit of a mouthful. But it was sparked by Twitter's failure to crack down on Wiley, the British rapper, on his tirade in July earlier this year. And so that's what prompted it. And now it's gaining momentum. And Australia's just joined.
So interesting. So how are they going to actually do it?
I don't think the details have actually been worked out yet. I think it's still a work in progress. But so I guess we'll just have to watch the space and hear how they're going to do it.
Yeah.
So here in Australia, we have two MPs, one Josh Burns, who's a Labour MP, who's Jewish, and the other one, a Liberal MP, Dave Sharma, who's not Jewish, but interestingly was Australia's ambassador to Israel for 4 years. Actually happens to be of Indian extraction. And so those are the two MPs from, you know, opposite sides of the aisle.
Fascinating. We'll see how that rolls out. You're getting a new Holocaust museum in Brisbane.
We are. So for those who are not familiar, Brisbane is the capital city of Queensland, which is one of the northern states. There's a small Jewish community in Queensland, only around probably 8,000 people, 4,000 in Brisbane, 4,000 on the Gold Coast, Surfers Paradise. Those names might be familiar. And Queensland has never had a Holocaust museum. And so the Australian government has announced just days ago that it will give $3.5 million to establish a Holocaust museum. And there's going to be a state election in Queensland in 2 weeks' time. And the opposition, which is the Conservative government, has said if they win, they will match the federal government's $3.5 million. But in the meantime, we have the $3.5 million commitment. And so it's a great thing, not only for the Jewish community of Queensland, but for the people of Queensland. And goes without saying how important it is to have a Holocaust a museum there for the first time ever.
It's so interesting. I mean, when one thinks of racism, one doesn't, well, I certainly don't automatically, you know, if you ask me about racist countries, I certainly have my top five. I wouldn't include Australia in that. And it's interesting that Australia is building a Holocaust museum.
Very well, I have to give credit to my sort of opposite numbers, the Queensland Jewish Board of Deputies, because they have been campaigning for such something to come about in this vein forever. And so it's taken a lot of work on their behalf, but also, of course, full credit to the Australian government for understanding the importance and making this important decision.
Right, and taking the opportunity to teach tolerance. Vic, a leading Australian judge, former South Africa and tribe member, he's passed away. Who is it?
So his name is David Ipp, I-P-P, P as in P for Peter, David Ipp. Was born in South Africa, immigrated here 40 years ago, 1981, with his wife, Erina, three then small children. They settled in Perth, where they spent about a decade. and where he was appointed a judge of the Supreme Court of Western Australia, which is where Perth is, and then moved across here to the Sydney, to Sydney, where he joined the Court of Appeal, and he became regarded as one of the highest, one of the most significant judicial figures of all in this country. And in fact, the Attorney General, and David Ipp just died a few days ago, and the Attorney General described him as, quote, one of the most striking intellects on the Australian bar and bench, which is a pretty high praise indeed. He headed a lot of judicial appointments to David Ipp. He headed commissions of inquiry into various legal issues, etc. So extremely high regarded and a member of the Jewish community and former South African. Just passed away a few days ago, age 82.
Okay. All right. And on that note, have you got anything? And Vic, I wanted to ask you, you stay in Sydney. Big issue that we're dealing with here in Johannesburg at the moment. A business came out on Friday and said, you know, that they were not prepared to pay the Beth Din fees for the kosher food or the kashrut fees for the kosher certification, because he said that a 600% increase is completely unwarranted and it's not sustainable for him as a business. There were a whole lot of reasons. Of course, this has opened... what on earth is that noise, Vic?
It's just a truck.
Okay. and this has opened just a huge can of worms and lots of companies coming forward and saying very similar things. How does it work? Let me just also tell you that what has emerged is that the Kashrut department basically funds the courts so that people can have, you know, divorces and marriages and conversions and brises and things like that. How does it work in Sydney?
In terms of the Beth Din?
Yeah. Do you have a Beth Din? Do you have a full-time Beth Din?
We do have a full-time Beth Din, and funny you should mention it, because as we speak right now, there is an inquiry into the Beth Din, which is being conducted by the Board of Deputies, and it's looking at various aspects of its independence, of who's running it, who's controlling it, etc. So I cannot give you a coherent answer now, not because I'm being coy about it, but because there's an inquiry underway as we speak. So when there is a clearer landing on it, I'll be able to say something a little more intelligent.
All right. Somebody had told me that the Australian, specifically in Sydney, you don't have this Beth Din that is always sitting. That, you know, there's a pool of rabbis, and that when there's a Din Torah, that, you know, certain rabbis will convene and conduct that Din Torah.
I cannot give you a proper answer on that without checking. It's slightly beyond my pay grade. Okay. I would have to check that, be able to give you a proper answer on that. I don't want to get it wrong.
All right.
I think I know the answer, but I would like to check that first before responding.
All right, I'd appreciate that. Thank you, Vic Aladef. Have a wonderful day.
Good to talk to you, Kath.
Always good to speak to you. God bless. Take care. Bye bye.